There are stereotypes about homelessness and the kinds of people that end up living in often compromised positions. You know what they are. But the woman you're about to meet does not fit them. She's young, articulate, and impassioned about reducing youth homelessness in particular. And she knows what it's like to feel your life spiral out of control. Bea Orsini got things together after she was referred to the Oasis Youth Support Network run by the Salvation Army. And nowadays she works as the Oasis School's liaison officer, a job she obviously loves. And she's with me in the studio. Welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you. Hi.
Just a couple of years ago, things were not going so well for you. What was going on?
Yeah, well, I'm 22 years old now. And when I was 20, I actually became homeless. So about 2 years ago. And basically, it started with family breakdown. So I just got brought up in an environment which just wasn't capable of supporting me. So just I lived alone with my mum in Canberra. And from there, it was basically a series of events that, I guess, a mixture of wrong choices made by myself and certain things just becoming out of control, that I just found myself in a situation where I wasn't capable of finding support until I was pretty desperate and I ended up on the doorstep of Oasis.
Yeah. So how do you look back on that time now? Because it got a bit grim, didn't it? You were kind of couch surfing, and before that there'd been a bit of drug use and self-harm and that kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah, I'd say it was pretty much a rock bottom that I'd hit in my life. And I guess becoming homeless was that really low point that I guess I needed to hit as a sort of reality call, slap in the face type of thing, that I was sort of ruining my own life, you know, taking drugs, harming myself physically. And this was sort of the point that I hit where I realised that I really started to make positive changes within my family and my own life.
Now, one thing I think you were able to avoid was actually having to be on the streets. You were able to just about, with sort of couch surfing, not have to do that, which only affects about 10% of homeless people. So that was a good thing. And then a friend told you about Oasis.
Well, basically with young people in particular, so young people under 25, the majority of the homelessness that they'll experience is actually couch surfing. I guess young people will do just about anything to avoid becoming a rough sleeper on the street. So you'll find that they will do just about anything to depend on someone else. Once they exhaust their welcome with their friends, they may move on to strangers or end up, you know, in pubs which don't close and all sorts of scary things. But the issue with that is basically they're more likely to become homeless when they're an adult because they've sort of, you know, really exhausted all these options when they were young. But I was really lucky that the friend that I was couch surfing with had experienced homelessness herself, and she'd been able to get back on her feet and into independent housing. And so I guess it was a double-edged sword that she was actually like, well, I'm back on my feet, which means you being on the on my couch is really the last thing I need right now. However, I do know a place where you can go to get help.
So how did it change your world?
Well, at first, I guess I was quite naive. I didn't want to be at a place like Oasis.
Because you have to admit stuff, don't you? I mean, I know you've already gone to the dark place and thought, I'm ruining my life. But it's a different thing to say, I really need someone to help me. And that's what you're doing, in effect, when you go there.
Well, it's a different thing to realise that your family loves you but isn't capable of supporting you because of whatever choices they've made in their life. And It's another thing to realise that the couple of friends you have aren't capable of supporting you either. And I didn't have any other family except for my mum in Australia. So you hit a point where you've just made a stupid mistake, ended up with no job, and you go, oh my gosh, what else am I going to do? And you don't want to depend on a service. That is the very last thing that I wanted to do. I dropped out of school because a counsellor told me that she would pass me in all of my classes because I had depression. And the last thing I wanted is to depend on another service. And it was basically, yeah, you sort of have to put your pride in your pocket and really just expose yourself as this raw person that just says, I just need this help right now.
But Oasis could see something in you, maybe that you'd almost lost sight of yourself.
Well, I guess basically Oasis saw a pretty vulnerable girl 2 years ago that couldn't even make eye contact with them, that didn't really want to say a word without bursting out into tears. However, I was a pretty determined girl and I got myself a job within the first few months of being in crisis accommodation.
So, yeah, there's firstly the crisis accommodation, then you get a job. Then they sort of identify that you've got real potential.
Well, I guess I, you know, had a bit of work experience, and so that's why I was able to get a job, because I was lucky enough that most kids my age that were at Oasis didn't even have a resume. However, what they did notice in me was I was pretty shocked by the number of young people that are homeless, which I learnt from the workers at Oasis, which is 44,500 under 25. And that didn't sit well with me, because I just imagined 44,500 other young people feeling the same way that I did. And when you know what it feels like to be in that place where everything is so dark and you've got no confidence, and you're just sort of spiralling, I just wanted nothing more than to help other people instead of just getting what I needed and moving on.
On Life Matters today, my guest is Bea Orsini, who's with the Oasis Project Schools Liaison. That's what she does now. We've been hearing how she kind of got to that point. Now, you raise awareness about youth homelessness, and it is National Homeless Persons Week. And you've already, I think, indicated the number, 44,500 under 25. What's the work you actually do in schools?
Well, it's actually, I would argue, the best job in the world. I've got this amazing privilege to be able to go and hopefully inspire school students with my personal story. That's one aspect of what I do. But the other thing that I want students to do is become aware of this issue. The reason why they should become aware of youth homelessness is because it's their generation.
Mm.
It's their issue. And if they don't start to look at how severe it is, then it's only going to get worse, unfortunately. And I guess where I'm coming from is I really believe that students just like myself, I was the potential within me was able to be recognised, and I want to then recognise that potential within students, that they can actually make a difference.
And actually, because schools are at the heart of communities,
mm.
it's a kind of multiplier. If you can go in there and make a difference with a few kids, they'll go out and make a difference in the community. That's the plan.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And once organisations, companies and other sort of entities start to recognise what schools are doing, well, it's only then that they'll naturally follow suit and positive change will start to be made from an entire community level.
Now, there is currently a short film competition underway. You've got some secondary students in your sight for that one.
Yes.
What's the idea?
I'm actually so excited about this. I'm a bit jealous I can't enter myself, but it's the Oasis Homeless Short Film Competition, and it's open to secondary school students nationwide, and they're basically being given the opportunity to make a 3-minute short film. That's it, just 3 minutes on any aspect of homelessness, in particular youth homelessness. And it's really exciting because schools can win up to $25,000 if they're the winning entry, and the top 15 finalists get screened at the Sydney Theatre Company, because Kate Blanchett is actually the patron of
this competition. You've got some heavyweights there.
I know. It makes my job quite easy, I must admit. But entries close September the 16th. So if students want to get involved, they just need to go to theoasismovie.com.au.
Well, we'll link to it from our website.
Perfect.
But what sort of things do you want to see portrayed in these films?
Basically,
people are out there now writing this down.
Yeah. So get your pens and paper ready. What we're hoping for is that, just like what I'm doing in my job, we want to see awareness being raised so positive change can occur. What we're already starting to see from entries that are coming through is what students believe can make a difference for youth homelessness. And that's what's really exciting, because they're then actually getting to put their own personal mark on an issue that really matters to them. So we're starting to see ideas that they think within their school could make a difference within the community, and they're making that into beautiful short films. So that's the sort of thing we're looking for, how they believe a community approach can be made from students, not from anyone else, but from their hearts. So it's exciting.
Now, you got a job you'd love, the best job in the world, you just said.
Yes.
You live in a great place now. You're essentially wanting to let, especially young people, know that things can get dark, but they can get better.
Well, that's exactly it. And what really changed my perception, what I learned about myself and also young people at Oasis, is just because you're caught in this awful place where maybe you're doing crime, doing drugs, doing awful things in your life over and over again, doesn't mean that you can't change. And we need to actually start looking at the fact that, you know, young people especially teenagers, make a lot of mistakes and get caught in particular situations. And so I guess where I'm coming from is, yeah, I was able to make a change in my life, but it took a lot of support from the amazing people at Oasis. And it's more so not just saying that you don't have to do this alone, but there's actually places that can come and help you. So it's really good.
Well, good luck with it. And
thank you.
Thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome. Thank
you. That's Bea Orsini, Schools Liaison Officer with the Oasis Project. And you'll find more information and links and details about the Oasis Homelessness Short Film Competition and indeed the project on the Life Matters website, abc.net.au/rn/Life Matters. And the competition does close, as Bea said, September the 16th.